The bickery and the quarrel among the politicians has caused division among citizens of Moyo District, as the citizens take sides with the leaders they choose to support in this struggle over resources. However, the section of leaders of the district who I spoke to expressed heartfelt disappointment to the top leaders for their actions. Martin Izaruku, the councillor representing the people of Lefori Sub-County to Moyo District Local Government Council, cautions the politicians not to cherish presence of refugees as pride of the district.
These people had their problems in their country. We even pray that they should go back to their country to have a decent living. You cannot be happy to see someone in refugee camp with a family, with the children, in a miserable situation, and we shout on national TVs, we shout on radios about money which are for this kind of purpose. I get disappointed with that. It is unfortunate it's insinuated by some leaders at national level.
The female representative of the people of Dufile and Laropi sub-counties to Moyo District Local Government Council, Lilian Masia, notes that the issue of fighting over resources that come with the presence of refugees by district leaders is exposing the level of poverty, desperacy and ignorance, corruption and greed that the leaders have.
It is very unfortunate that we are bickering over resources that are supposed to help our brothers and sisters who have come to seek refuge in our communities. And now we are becoming a laughing stock to the refugees. I am very, very sad.
Masia appeals that the leaders rather unite against the common enemy, that is backwardness, and fight gender inequality and social economic setback for transformation of the society. The chairman of Moyo Sub-County Local Government, Daniel Uni, regrets to note that the top politicians have misunderstood the meaning of hosting refugees for avenues to make gains, which he says is a very wrong perception.
There are others who think a refugee is an avenue where people can make gains, but that is a very wrong perception. If you are offering land for refugee, it is purely a humanitarian support given to your neighbor or a friend. So it should not be that it is a profit-making venture. Let us support the refugees. Let us make them feel at home.
As Plarunya Refugee Settlement becomes part of Obongi District effective 1st July 2019, plans are in full force to open a new refugee settlement in Moyo District. The refugee desk officer for Adjuman Operation Area, Titus Jogo, says Office of the Prime Minister continues to receive refugees through the Great West Nile Region borders. According to Jogo, they continue to receive between 1,000 and 1,500 refugees on a weekly basis. That calls for establishment of another settlement for the refugees to avoid overcrowding in the already existing settlements. I'm Ronald Debo.